Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent here with today's question. Of all the controversial things Jesus said, this one has to be right near the top. It's when Jesus told his followers in John 6, they must, quote, eat his flesh and drink his blood, or else they had no life in them. They responded by calling his teaching hard and claiming no one could hear it. Well, John, that command does sound strange to modern ears, maybe even a bit grotesque. What was going on there?
Well, sure, and we know, Denny, he wasn't talking about cannibalism, obviously. Jesus, first of all, didn't have enough flesh and blood to go around. It was just one human body. That's not what he's talking about. What he is referring to in very graphic, metaphoric language is, you have to accept him fully. You have to take him in. In other words, you have to fully, in faith, embrace the incarnation, the reality of Christ, who he is, his person, and his work. The language is stirring, and it's graphic, but it is metaphoric. And you remember what happened at the end of that chapter. This was too much for some people, and they walked no more with him. But what did Peter and the apostle say? When Jesus said to them, are you going to go away also? He said, to whom shall we go? You and you alone have the words of eternal life. Peter got the metaphor. He is saying, we embrace you. We take you in fully. It's you and you alone who can tell us and teach us how to have eternal life. We're not going anywhere because you're the only source of that everlasting life. That's what it means to embrace Christ fully, to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.